Dallas Cartwright from the Edmonton Valley Zoo joins me to talk about Boo at the Zoo back again for another year. Thank you, Dallas.
Yes, thank you for having me to talk about this wonderful event. I'm really excited for it to be coming back again this year.
Well, how long has the zoo been doing it? Because I took my daughter when she was 3 and she's 13 now.
Yes, that's a great question, Shannon. We've at least been doing it for 10 years. We have been doing it every single year and we're glad that it's back. This year, we're really excited because North Central Co-op has decided to be our sponsor for this year. So they have donated all of our candy.
So for those that haven't been, explain a little bit about what Boo at the Zoo is.
Boo at the Zoo is a family-friendly event for all ages. It's a chance to wear your costumes. You can bring a reusable bag to collect candy from one of our many treat stops, all while visiting the animals that live at the zoo. Families can explore the zoo's not-so-scary festivities with our magical guest character, all while collecting candy at the trick-or-treat stops. You can visit the animals, and you can also watch them receive enriching treats of their own. You'll have a frightfully fun time, and people can learn how to support conservation with the Edmonton Valley Zoo.
That's the whole thing. There's a lot of education with this, so it's a ton of fun, and you're learning. And what I love is that they also do, where the animals get special, like you say, enrichment treats. Sometimes they get pumpkins with things stuffed inside of them, and it's so neat to watch them try and get these things out.
Yes, we are excited to see them puzzle their way through the enrichments that we give them. We have things like pumpkins, scarecrows, along with a whole other delicious treat for them to be receiving.
But there are some kind of Halloween animals at the zoo. You've got some bats there, right? What are some of the other animals that you'll be featuring during Boo at the Zoo?
Yeah, we are really excited to be featuring some of the animals that maybe there's some myths around. So we're hoping to feature our not-so-scary animals, like you mentioned, our bats, even our frogs, our snakes, our spiders. We're also really excited to be focusing on animals like our gibbon or our lemurs and other animals that actually benefit from promoting sustainable choices, like the ones that we're making at the zoo. We'll be promoting candy that's made out of completely sustainable palm oil. And by buying things like that, or enjoying treats like that at the zoo during Boo at the Zoo, you'll be supporting animals like the gibbon, who does benefit from sustainable palm oil.
Will you be able to touch any of the animals, or is it just like a stand back and we watch?
So we watch the animals from a distance. We give them their space, but there will be opportunities for folks to get up close with some of our exciting critters, like our snakes. So we're really excited to be featuring some of those exciting creatures. But it's really important that we do give our animals the space they need so that they can enjoy their enrichments and the holiday as well.
Of course, we don't want to stress them out too much, but I will say I do love the reptiles. So it all starts on October 21st for select dates. Now, how do we get tickets?
So you can either visit edmonton.ca/zoo events for more information, or you can purchase your admission through movelearnplay.edmonton.ca. Tickets are available online and can be purchased 2 weeks in advance from when you want to come to the zoo.
Dallas, thank you so much for joining us, and promise me that you will come back again so we can talk about zoominescence that happens a little bit closer to the holiday season.
We will absolutely talk about zoominescence as we get closer to that fantastic festival. Thank you so much, Shannon. I look forward to seeing you here.